Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
That Jesus speak now in the world of politics, business, arts, science, technology, and social media.
You treat your pastor the way you would treat Jesus. You make his life miserable, don't think it's because you love Jesus. You make your pastor's life miserable, it's because you hate God.
Nowhere does the Bible teach that being a Christian means that your sinful desires go away.
Did God really forgive my sins when the pastor pronounced me forgiven, when the water of baptism was poured on to me, when I ate Jesus' body and blood in the Lord's Supper? I didn't see any forgiveness of sins, but I trust the promise.
Western New York State Independent Baptist pastors love Issues, etc.
Well, we've all got them, don't we? I have one right on my upper lip. According to family legend, my mom, trying to catch me as I tumbled off the kitchen counter, grabbed the back of my shirt, didn't get a good grip, and there I went down, and I'm left with a scar for life. We say, that's going to leave a mark, don't we? And sometimes we try and cover them up, sometimes we're ashamed of them, sometimes we bear them as battle scars and trophies and those kinds of things. Jesus has scars too. In fact, that's one of the things noted in the resurrection account, is that he comes forth from the tomb alive forevermore, but he bears on his body the marks of his crucifixion and his suffering. Why? And when we're told that in the resurrection, we're going to rise with new bodies without the effects of sin any longer in evidence upon us because they will be like Christ's body, does it mean we'll leave our scars behind in the grave? Jesus didn't leave his behind, but maybe he's the exception that proves the rule. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. Thanks for tuning us in. In the first few minutes of the program, we're going to be talking about the scars of Jesus. Pastor Michael Schmidt of Peace Lutheran, Natoma, Kansas, will be our guest. A little bit later, Dr. Curtis Giese will help us remember a person being remembered on this day by the church, the 23rd of October, James, the brother of Jesus, also known as James of Jerusalem, first bishop there, also a early martyr in the New Testament. And then we continue Issues Etc. Reformation Week in hour two of Issues Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon. We're doing the Reformation Confessors, the Lutheran Confessors, and we're all the way up to Johann Gerhard. That puts us in the 17th century, the so-called Age of Lutheran Orthodoxy. We'll find out more about this giant of Lutheran theology, this giant pastoral presence in hour two of Issues, etc. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can go to our Facebook fan page and leave a question for Pastor Ben Mays as we continue Issues, etc. Reformation. We can talk about Johann Gerhard in hour two of the program, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Pastor Michael Schmidt is a regular guest. He is pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Natoma, Kansas. He's author of an article in the latest Higher Things magazine called Scars Forever. Joins us to talk about the scars of Jesus. Michael, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thanks for having me.
We often associate, I think we naturally associate, pain, wounds, the things that cause the scars, and the scars themselves, almost totally with our fallen nature, our fallen world and our fall into sin. Is that a good way of thinking about them?
Well, I think that's how we normally think of them, yeah. That these things have happened. These are defects on our bodies. Our bodies were meant to be perfect, meant to be indestructible, and yet these scars are reminders that they are not, that they break, they bleed. Bones break, the skin tears and bleeds, and that these things hurt, and that they ultimately we want them fixed so that the pain goes away and so that we can continue with our lives. as living in this world.
They sometimes linger as reminders of a painful experience or reminders of the need for surgery or something like that. Does God, before we start, get into the subject of Jesus' scars, does God allow these marks to remain as reminders of who we are, that we are flesh, that we are dust?
Yeah, I would say so, that these are reminders that we are from dust. From dust we came, to dust we shall return. That these are reminders of our brokenness, reminders of our fallenness. Definitely there to point to us that, also reminders of a glorified state that we look forward to on the last day, that these scars will be healed.
So why does Jesus make a point of pointing out his scars when he is raised from the dead and shows himself to his disciples?
Yeah, when he shows himself to Thomas, I would say that's, he's there showing him that this is the real Jesus that hung on the cross. This is the real flesh that was there that Thomas saw crucified. These are the real holes that were pierced by the nails and the spear, showing him that these are, this is the real deal. This is not a ghost. This is not a mirage. It's not a hologram. This is the real thing that's standing before him and before the other disciples.
Is there more to it than that? Is it kind of like, this doesn't happen very often, but people who are proud of the scars that they've borne, maybe it really meant something to have this scar. They fought in a war or something like that, and it's a trophy to them. Is it that way with Jesus in some sense?
Yeah, they were signs for him of what he did for us. What he did, he can point to those and say, I went to the cross, I died for you. And we can look at those scars, look at those holes, and we can know that he did this for us. He went there and suffered all, endured pain and suffering and death, endured hell itself for us, that we have that assurance that he can point to it and show it to us. We can point it at it and point it to ourselves and to others that this is what Jesus has done for us. This is what Jesus has done for you.
Does that explain why he bears those marks, even if he is raised imperishable, never to die again, why he bears those scars even to this day?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say those are the constant reminders that Jesus is in this perfect, glorified body. He's in heaven. He's at the right hand of God. And yet he still has these holes. He still points to them and shows God the Father, this is what I did for creation. This is what I did for the people. And he points to them and shows them to us, this is what I did. This is how much I love you, how much I was willing to endure to save you.
It's really about certainty then, isn't it? Certainty of what he has done for us and certainty that that actually is ours, that he did it for us.
Yeah, absolutely. That 100% certainty. There's no going away. The crucifixion and the resurrection never go away. They're always there for us. They're always there for the church. We can always point to those scars and say, it's still there. It's still good. The crucifixion still takes away our sins. The resurrection is still that promise for us.
That kind of raises the Bible class question, which is, if Jesus rose imperishable from the dead yet kept his scars, does that mean I'm going to do the same? Does that mean the hurts and the wounds left on my body in this life will still be in evidence in the life to come? What do you think, Pastor?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the pain will definitely not be there. We'll definitely have a perfect, glorified body. The scars, I think Jesus is a special case. He's different than the rest of us. I think we'll be perfect and glorified. He still has those scars, still has those holes, because he's a special case. He's different from the scars that we bear. His scars are there as evidence, as proof of his love for us. Our scars are there as evidence of the sinful world. So the pain definitely will not be there. The scars, I would venture to say they're not going to be there either. We'll be perfect and glorified. And Jesus is a special case, different from the scars that we bear.
With only about 30 seconds here, and finally, you say every scar tells a story. What story do Jesus' scars tell us?
Oh, they tell us the gospel. They tell us that he came to earth, lived that life for us, went to the cross, died and rose for us. That's the story his scars tell. And that's the story they always tell and will always tell for us, that to the end of time, his scars are still there being borne for us. He still points to them as reminders. We still look at them as reminders of what he did. So those scars are, they're telling that story of his life, death, resurrection, and ultimately our resurrection to eternal life.
Pastor Michael Schmidt is pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Natoma, Kansas. He's author of an article in the latest Higher Things magazine titled Scars Forever. You'll find a link at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Michael, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks a lot.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time talking about first century bishop and martyr James of Jerusalem, known as the brother of our Lord. The church is remembering him on this day. Dr. Curtis Giese will be our guest. That's the assurance. The assurance is found in the wounds of Jesus. They are still there to be seen. His Father sees them, and he continues on the basis of those scars and all that his Son suffered willingly to extend forgiveness and pardon to us for every sin, to assure us of our resurrection, even as he raised his own Son from the dead. They're there for our consolation. We find ourselves beset by sin, we hide in those scars. We'll be right back.
He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. He turned, and then I saw the nail-scarred hand that bled for me.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Zion Lutheran, Muscoda, Illinois; Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Wayne, Indiana; Grace Lutheran, Auburn, Michigan; Zion Lutheran, Pleasant Plains, Illinois; the Lutheran Church of the Incarnate Word, Rochester Hills, Michigan; Zion Lutheran, Laramie, Wyoming; Redeemer Lutheran, Seymour, Indiana; Zion Lutheran, East Moline, Illinois; and Peace Lutheran, South St. Louis County. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
The cross is always relevant. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Dan Kistler of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Pacifica, California. A small congregation on the Pacific Coast just south of San Francisco, we invite you to join us as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation that he won for us on the cross and now delivers to us through his word, baptism, and the Lord's Supper. For more information about us or for free downloadable sermons, visit our website at oursaviorspacifica.com. God's peace be with you always in our Savior, Jesus Christ.